Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, all right. Hello and greetings to all of you. This is Mama Joy here on the Female Solution and Walk in Your Authority. So happy that you could join us right now. We are live on StreamYard and Facebook. And we also, you can call in at the Blog Talk Radio, which is 315-515-605-9325. Or call direct into the line at 727-731-5192. Well, our guest today is Ms. Jamika Smith, and we'll be hearing from her very soon. Again, I'm Mama Joy here in Chicago. Chi-Town, thanking you for tuning in and to hear of this young mother and wife who she shares her story as she is celebrating and have honoring her grandmother, Tina's legacy. And so before we get started, I would just like to let you know, we can just calm down a little bit. I had an experience with my family reunion not too long ago. In fact, I've just come back from New Orleans. And amazingly, so often when I go now, at one time, you know, I was a child. And grandma was there and auntie was there and all my cousins and everything, and I would just be tagging along. But now, quickly as it has come, I'm the matriarch of the family now. So everyone looks to me. And it's a kind of awkward position to get into. I said, I never expected that to happen, you know, but it's amazing. And so now when I go, I mean, there's a whole flock of kids, and I say flocks because they're generations underneath me. And the reality of the generational legacy really became a reality to me. It's something that I know I didn't really think that much on, but as I go back to visit my family, many are leaving and many are coming in. So you lose some in the family, and then you're welcoming new births. And it's a continuous theme. And the question is, what are we going to add to the continuum of that legacy to bring some wealth, to bring some richness? And so I, believe it or not, I made a little booklet, and Sharam helped me with it. And it was putting my grandmother as the compass for our family legacy, because she went to the outer skirts of the city in a bus. Yeah, in a bus. Ride the whole family from New Orleans and go taking us to White Castle. And I didn't think too much of it, but now I'm at this point where I can see that grandmoms play a pretty important role in our family. And it's important that we connect with our grandparents, whether it's from the paternal side or maternal side, because once they leave, if we don't get the information from them, a lot will be lost. So I'm saying right now, value your grandparents. Ask them about their stories and see what inspiration you can get from them. And it just so happened that I had spoken with Jamaica last month about being on the show, not factoring in the fact that I had a family reunion. And the very thing that she is going to be discussing, how her grandmother inspired her to what she's doing now, is very, I could say, not just important, but it's valuable. And I think it's a day that we should have honoring our grandparents and telling their stories to find out just how much they really mean to us, what stories they can leave for us, so that we will know better what to expect in the future. So now I'm even thinking about going down to New Orleans a lot more regularly, simply because when I was born in a time that a season that said children should be seen and not heard, my voice wasn't valued very much. But today, I'm saying that's not so, because I remembered. And I'm one of the little kids that was on that bus. They didn't think too much of, but I remember the journey that my grandmother took me. And I had an opportunity to share that. And they were so surprised. How could you remember that? Because I love my grandmom, and I listened, and I valued her. And so maybe today, when Tina comes on, she'll be able to express her relationship with her grandmother. And this particular project that she's working on came after her grandmother passed. And I believe that's one of the things we should remember, is that they may be gone in the flesh, but they're still with us in the spirit. And so, Sharam, to just give a quick video so you can take a view of this young lady's work. Are you ready? Okay. Let's do this. As she's preparing that, I would just like for you to just see some of the things that she's done. And the work that she's done has not just been for her family alone, but for other people's families. She's gone to the schools. She's even had a help set up where we went out and did some yoga and walk. I remember those things. Mariah was quite young. So Sharam, let me know when you're ready. Said you had a quick video to show and share with our audiences some of the work that you've done, because I want to talk about this journey that you made just from the alley, and then golly gee, you wind up in an artist center. Okay, we need some sound. Got us going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, I would just like to introduce to you the one and only Miss Jamaica Smith from the CEO and creator of Tina's Legacy that started in Chicago but is now in Indiana. She's in many places. You know what? You blessed several states, haven't you, with this idea. So here we go. Yeah. Well, come on and give us your story. My God. What is this? Before you sell or toss out your old furniture, consider bringing it back to life. Oh, I haven't seen that one. So Sharon picked that up. That's really cool. That's really cool. So is that your claim? You bringing it back to life, huh?
Honor of my grandma,
Albert. Oh. Okay, now that's it. Now you have a for profit. So you have two organizations.
The for profit was actually birthed out of the pandemic because I wasn't able to do Tina's Legacy work. Everything was shut down. I wasn't able to go into schools or different organizations. So I had to generate some type of income. And I've always wanted to start a for-profit, but the pandemic ushered along quicker than I wanted it. It was easy for people to drop their furniture off, and I can reupholster the pieces, and then I can get it back out there, and it can just pick it on up.
Yeah.
So that's how I provided, I played a part in my part in providing for my family by incorporating the LLC, which is Affirm My Son.
Totally unaware of that. So in other words, you were working during the COVID.
I was working, and actually, the way that God works, I prayed about it. I was like, all right, God, I'm stagnant now. It's hard to maneuver because what's going on, in the world financially. So this is a great chance. This is a great opportunity. And I think at that point, individuals had a choice. They had that choice. Do you just perform to what's going on and sit around and don't do anything, or do you take advantage of the opportunities and the possibilities in something that was considered, traumatic and devastating for a lot of people? So I decided to, build off of it and started to firm my design. And my first contract landed me the opportunity to reupholster like about 100 chairs for a church. So my first, as soon as I, incorporated and learned out, my first contract was over a $4,000 contract.
Whoa, 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 no.
Yeah, kind of blossomed from there. So
that was
slowly but surely. It definitely depends on the energy that I put, behind each entity. I put more energy into Tina's Legacy of also for my design, but they build off of each other, though. They work hand in hand with each other.
Well, you just gave me an entity I was not even aware of. And you have had a volume of 100 chairs to do at one time?
To do at one time.
did they go? She can increase the size of those pictures so the viewers can see it. Yeah, increase the size. Very good. So, though, these you did in Georgia?
Yeah, those sets I reposted in Georgia. You know, just kind of tapping into my creativity.
Well, how did you manage to know some people from Georgia? How were you able to do that?
She moved there first, and we followed her after. So we were raised, I was born and raised on the southwest side of Chicago in the LeClaire Court, like by the airport on 45th and Cicero. So my upbringing is pretty much the south side of Chicago, southwest side of Chicago. And I have siblings. Things got a little, you know, started to get a little rough in the neighborhood. So my mom made the conscious decision to move. So actually, she moved us from the LeClaire Court to Memphis, Tennessee when I was in the seventh grade. So I lived in Memphis for about 10 years or so. And then graduated from high school. And once we graduated from high school, she moved back to the LeClaire Court, Chicago. And we had, like, little siblings. And, you know, they grew up in that particular area. She moved more south of in Chicago. And we got a little rough in the Chicago lot, Inglewood area. And she just said, you know what? I got to get these boys out of this community.
Wow.
She made another decision. Instead of Memphis, she moved to Georgia, and she took, you know, my brothers with her, and there, you know, that's where she's now. So I think it's been like 9 years she's been there. Yes, 9 years so far.
Oh, so when your mother was in town at your affair, she doesn't live here in Chicago.
She does not. They all of them came from Georgia. Yeah. So
my God.
Oh,
hooray. Hooray. I wasn't aware. I thought she was here in Chicago. So your mom came from Georgia. Wow. You know, how apropos that you would mention that, because on my way to my family reunion, I stopped over in Atlanta, Georgia, to support some friends of mine who were working on a proclamation for nonviolence, the National Nonviolence Day of April the 4th. And here you are with your strings attached to, Georgia, and I had no idea. And your mom and dad, they are all there in Georgia. Your siblings?
My mom, my dad is still in Chicago.
Okay.
He's still in Chicago, on the west side of Chicago.
And your siblings there with her?
Yep, they're all there. They're grown now, but they're all there.
Well, you just brought me into
You know, she's here. She's not coming back.
Oh, she decided that Chicago is not her home anymore, huh?
Nope, she's there.
And she's happy. Oh, land. Really? Okay. Well, that's amazing. I'm kind of surprised at that because I met them all and talked with them, but I had no idea that they weren't here. So you have lived in Georgia. You have lived in Chicago. And now you're married. Hello. And you've done some traveling there as well. Well, how is this Tina legacy working with you being married and a mom and a daughter who is now in high school, right? Or she's entering high school, Mariah.
Please don't rush her. She's in seventh grade. She's going to the eighth grade. I'm trying to hold on to her as long as I can. The time is going by so quick.
And she is so mature. She is so mature. She is so mature.
She's very mature for her age.
Very, very mature. So she's just in seventh grade and she's tall, too. She got that from my dad.
She's probably gonna,
you know, pass me up. You know,
still growing, so.
Well, tell me how. She's gonna be looking down on me. Don't mean nothing.
You're your mama.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that is so true. I, well, I'm from another school of thought, and we have on Female Solution. You may know Asada Kirkland, who has the Soulful Book Fest here in Chicago, and she has a book that says, stop beating black children. And I declare, maybe if I had that book before, I came from another school of thought. She came much later. And I knew that my children were going to be tall. They all are taller than I am, every last one of them. And I knew I was going to be short, so I had to put some kind of fear in them. That's the only way I knew how to deal with it. I'm not saying that it was right or wrong, but it was the only way that I knew. And so I had to be a little rough on them just so that they wouldn't take advantage of me. I had to fear them getting taller and taking advantage of because I was a single parent. So I had to learn these other styles of rearing children to be able to say, talk to them or whatever, because I didn't do too much talking. I wasn't talked to very much. It was just action all the time. So we're going to ask, Ashwami, can you turn that music down, please? Turn it off or down for us, please. Thank you. So I am really interested in how you managed to do all these things. Have you all done a lot of traveling since you've been with Tina Legacy?
Before Mariah, before Cy, I traveled a lot, you know, at least four times out of the year. It was something that I loved to do, and I think it was something embedded in me as a child, because my grandmother, she was a traveler. She loved to travel. And I just kind of, she was always on the go. You know, she just loved, she never really liked to sit still. She always wanted to experience and see and touch and taste, you know, different things. In 2008, I met Tyron in 2005, 2008, we got married, and 2011, here pops Mariah, you know, here she comes, and, you know, with those comes responsibility, you know, and it slows you down, and I slow down a lot, you know, because, you know, Sci-Fi, you know, has his own purposes and his own mission. And, you know, calling on his life, and he takes that very seriously, and he's very committed to his calling. So for me, it was an adjustment, and I think point at the beginning, like, especially in my family, there was, like, no real model, marriage, you know, a model. that I can really kind of model from on what it would look like to be a wife. You know, what does that look like? How do you navigate in that space and in that role? So I made it up as I went along, you know, in my mind. What you're supposed to do is probably do the opposite of what your aunt and your mamas and your grandma did. The grandmas and mamas, they were very strong, you know, and very independent. My grandmother taught me always have your own. Her being was God bless the child to have your own, right?
That's me.
So I can remember even in my teen years when I started dating, have your own money. If he pays, that's good. But if you want to be a jerk, just make sure you get home. Make sure you have a quarter to call home. Make sure you know that license plate number.
I know exactly what you mean. And, you know, those are really some wise thoughts. And I even talk with some of the young ladies, because I think that on the overall, not only our mothers, but I think when we understand the importance of community and having that family spirit, our elders have a responsibility to impart that kind of wisdom to our young people, not just the parents, because so many of us are having parents who are very young, and they need support. They need support in their efforts that they're raising their children. And so I, as a community worker, and then, of course, you know, I've worked with Saran, too, that same spirit is encouraged in the community to not discipline, but remind our children, remind the families that we have responsibilities to each other and obligations to create a safe environment for everyone, particularly our children, you know. So I tell my kids the same thing, and we also have a real unique program here, the three sisters, and they bounce off each other with the wisdom and what they have learned from life itself. And maybe you could tune into that sometimes, because I hear things that my mom used to say, but I don't hear too many mothers at this time saying that. And like I said, we all need to have encouragement. We all need encouragement. Well, you have managed to deal with all of these changes of traveling and raising a young lady who is a seventh grader. And so we're going to have a commercial break. And then when we get back, I want to touch about some of the spiritualities or some of the core beliefs that you had to garner up in order to keep this legacy idea and in action, okay? So just bear with us. We'll be right back. So don't stray away. Stay right here, okay? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, waiting for some callers to come in and so that we can get some comments on this young lady here. And let's see what our sponsor has.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456. We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I believe, and welcome back, and thank you all for being right here with us today on The Female Solution with our guest, Sister Miss Jamika Smith of Tina Legacy. She has both a profit and a nonprofit organization that is geared towards healing, building relationships in such a unique way through her inspiration for legacy and generational wealth through her grandmother. And I like to talk about this generational wealth that you speak of, that your mother, your grandmother inspired. You said she believed strongly in self-sufficiency and having your own. And her vision for her family was for them to tap into their natural gifts and use them to start your own business and leave a legacy for their children. You know, when you tap into that, you tap into something that I think you can find some joy and love in it, right? And so I'd like to know, what experiences have you had with operating with this understanding in Tina Legacy that has brought some healing to families or young people or older people or whatever? What have your experiences been with this?
You know, if being transparent, I don't think that the essence, the power behind this work really penetrated my spirit, so until I really owned until about 2 years ago. when I think back, I was just going through the motions. I was just, you know, doing the work. And it wasn't until, you know, you just had that picture of the healing cheer.
Mm-hmm.
The healing cheer picture. I work with a beautiful spirit. Her name is Veronica Kyle, and she is one of the co-founders of Eagle Wellness Institute. And I've known her for years, connected like 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And and she came to one of my events that I was having on the west side of Chicago. It was a closeout event, and the women were telling the stories behind their cheers. And she was one of the audience. She was in the audience, just kind of, you know, taking it all in. And she was like, you know what? I would love for you to come to Eco Mormonist Institute and a workshop with women whose healers in the community that need their own healing. So we have like us, you know, so many women in the community that does that work, the healing work, the compassion work, and sometimes we need a safe space to release, you know, to let some of the stuff that we tend to take on. We need to release those things. So she wanted to create a safe space for those women, and it was 6 women. And the first thing she asked me, what do you charge for your workshop?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was like, oh, I love her. She's beautiful. And I will go straight into that, you know, mm-hmm. I'll just do it, you know, for this particular price. And she was like, Jamaica, I went to one of your workshops, right? I understand how powerful these workshops are. Why are you not charging your work? It was just like, it was really, she was that, you know, you have those aunties to put you in your place, or those elders to put you in your place, and she literally, you know, was that energy, and that's me in my place, and just kind of opened, you know, my heart and eyes to this process in a different way, right? And she was like, and she just shared, Jamaica, this is, you're a nonprofit, I'm a nonprofit, we're going to work together. This is not what this workshop should cost, but because of this budget we have, this is a budget that you should not, this is the minimum, is what she said, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the minimum of that particular workshop. Either, you know, you take the minimum or you charge more for your workshops. Now, if you consciously decide to work with an organization that really just your heart, you want to do some pro bono work,
mm-hmm.
you want to, you know, just kind of give from your heart, that would be your choice, right? You have that choice to do that, but this is the minimum. And in this workshop, not only the women, you know, have opportunities and space to heal, I had the opportunity and space to heal. Like, although I'm facilitating these workshops, I never allowed myself to really go through it myself. Right? I never, it just seemed as though it was more of me. I was a robot. Yep, this is what, you know, God put this in my spirit. I love doing it.
But you didn't have a value. You hadn't put a value on it yet. You hadn't put a value there.
On it. And I didn't really spiritually engage in it myself. You know, I just knew that it's something needed. It's something easy. It's something beautiful, and it's something tangible that people can touch, right? And they can touch it. They can feel it. They can embody the concept of it. And I never myself, until that particular workshop, took my own self-discovery process. So at that moment is when I said, all right, Jamaica, this is what God gave you. Either you own it.
Okay, I'm right. At what point?
Right.
What point did you take it? But I can see you had to have somebody to help you. You had your own other sister.
And I think that's for most people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that none of us is alone. I think that we all need some guidance, some wisdom, either it's directly or indirectly. You know what I'm saying? In her case, it was a direct engagement, a direct, a spiritual interaction that ignited something in my spirit, and not even her, the women, the conversation that was going on in the workshop, the shedding of pain, the tears releasing, and just releasing, identifying, strengths and weaknesses and limited beliefs and everything. So not only did they get an opportunity to experience it, I got an opportunity to experience it also. And at that moment, at that workshop, I said, I prayed about it. I was like, okay, God, this is something unique, innovative, and different that you planted in my spirit.
One of the things I really appreciate what you just said, and Regina L. Perello, I say thank you very much. She said, this is true, what you're saying. And she's, I don't know what generation she's in, but I am so impressed with you getting this at your age, because I'm just getting that message, okay? And so many of us. Yeah, and so that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to speak with you, because it's important to understand that life moves so quickly. And the sooner that we get to the point that we're able to receive truth, even about ourselves, because if you find someone making the same comments no matter where you go, it's just like if it says duck quack, well, no, it's there. And all people are sharing with you is the wisdom that God has put in you. And it's difficult to see yourself when you're looking at yourself physically. But within is where God, where that talent is, where that gift comes from. And it's there to bring out the wealth. It's to bring out the healing. It definitely has a purpose. But if you don't have someone working along with you, it is difficult to pull it out. It's difficult. And right now, I've got two mentors.
And it takes longer.
Yeah.
It takes longer, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes longer if you take this journey along. And I have been blessed to have some amazing women come through and come in my life from my college years all the way up to today, from my psychotherapist through my college years, Dr. Jim Moore, to, of course, Janine Ingram, but that's your girl, and that's your sister, and I have a spiritual coach, Mama Niami, and then we have Ms. Veronica. But the thing is so interesting. Even though you have like all of these amazing, even though I have all these amazing women pouring into me, you know, these words, these confirmations of what God has instilled in me, my soul, I'm still growing, but the soul has been so contaminated, from 7 years old. Those words, it was like none and void, right? It was
wow.
like they were trying to penetrate it,
wow.
you know, but they penetrated little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Within me by their words and their actions and things of that nature. But it wasn't until, like I said, 2 years ago where I had to be my own rescue and not rely on other people to do it for myself. I personally had to go through this process myself, identify those, you know, Janice, the whole shadow work, the child work, and things of that nature. So they planted like these amazing seeds, right, in me. But my soul, the soil that I was planting, they were planting the seeds in, it wasn't just right at that moment, right? So I had to nurture the soul in the soil. Plant it, and I would know how to nourish it, you know.
Oh, wow.
I would know how to feed it. I believe it's a lifelong journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the journey. I'm very clear now. Now that I'm clear and now that I'm aware, you know, it's amazing how things have been hit. The art exhibit that I've never...
Well, before, just hold a little pin into that, because Regina is saying, she said, I'm a baby boomer, and we do need to share the pain that we've held down for generations.
Yeah.
And I just, you must have named at least six people, right, who you have in your Amen corner or your own personal mother camp that
mm-hmm.
that you can pull on. And my thought at this time is that's extraordinary for you at your age to actually embrace that kind of wisdom from others, because most are not receptive. So what do you think allows you to come to that conclusion that I need some help? Can you pinpoint any particular experience that you have to that caused that? I'm beginning to understand at this particular late stage. I guess when I get it, it's time for me to get it. Okay. And so let me be grateful for getting it and wanting to share, because there's so many of us leaving and not sharing our pain, not sharing our stories for many reasons. So like Miss Regina, she's there. If you want to, you can even give us a call. If you're watching, you can give us a call at the number there. Because I feel this is something that we really need to share with our young people, share with each other. Sometimes our pain comes from situations and we're not really proud of. But tell them a story, because you're not... actually violating, you're actually a victor. You're victorious. And many times because of the way we've been raised, at least for myself, and that's why I'm so proud of you, is the fact that you're at a point where you're receptive to wisdom and you are honoring the life of your grandmother and you're open to other people. And Zelda, she's saying, grand afternoon, beautiful queens. This is such a Healing Space. She has a wonderful show as well here on the Female Solution too. And she said, thank you both for being so vulnerable. And we have a picture now of those healing chairs. And some of them have their own story. Sharon, can you increase that size so we can see these healing chair stories in the garden and share them with our audience? Can you make it a little larger? Let me see. Can you see it larger?
Can you say that again?
The healing chair stories. Regina, can you see this? Can you see it now? A little larger. I made it larger on my screen. I don't know if it's coming across to the listeners. It says healing chair stories in the garden. Oh, she says she can't see the number. I apologize. There are two numbers, Regina. The first one is 515-605-9325. 515-605-9325. And the other one is 723-731-5292. Okay. Here are three pictures here. And here we have
realize that her work is not done. You know, she still have a lot to do in her care, kind of told that story. So,
you know, I'm looking here at the address of this is on South Merrill. This is in the garden. This is outdoors.
Oh, you're on mute, Mama Joy. You're on mute. I can't hear you.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you so much. Right. You're this is on South Merrill, and this is in the garden.
Yeah.
That's what this is outdoors.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I know that area, right? And so you were able to. I can't.
So,
mm-hmm.
It was three sessions. So
in the garden. Three sessions in the garden.
It was three events. The cheers was there. So two women at a time told their story. So it was for 3 months. The third, I think, Saturday of the month. But all women told their story once a month. But they all had their cheers out there. And the first event was amazing. We had a lot of people out there. We had food, we had drinks, we had music. We told that story. It was just like this really amazing, peaceful, eventful, meaningful event.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My stars. I'm just looking at this. I said, this is amazing. Because I didn't know you had done. You have been working in many various setups, many different kinds of setups, and I think that this is unique too, because I always saw you inside, but I didn't know that you were actually in the community sharing your gifts and had people speaking on these. Oh my stars! Well, you be sure to share with them this link and let them know that they were definitely recognized, okay? So we're going to prepare now for our second portion of our sponsorship, and we'll be right back. And so don't go away. And what is this, blooming out of trauma? Can we go there next? How do these chairs work for helping you to bloom out of trauma and not be trashed by the trauma? I tell you, that's the thought. So victory, let's get our energy up, because this is a victory moment. And, okay, Regina, let me see if I can get someone to post those numbers higher. It's too small. Okay, I'll see what I can do about it during these commercials. Thank you. Okay, very good. We've got some on the line. If you have a comment, just press 1 and I'll be right with you. I see a couple. We'll be right back with you with our commercials. As soon as the commercials are done, we'll be right back on, okay? Thank you so very, very, very much. And let me see. Animal Card Newsmaker. Animal Card. Okay, it's over to me. Bye, Regina. Thank you very much.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We want to thank you for staying right here and not straying away. Our guest here today, here on Walk in Your Authority with Mama Joy, is Miss Jamika Smith. And you know what? For some reason, I just want to say your maiden name, because your grandmother was there, and I like to get your birth name. How about that? Give us your birth name. What do you think about that? Oh, wow, Mama Latif, Regina says to Mama Latif, Thank you for inviting me here. Well, thank you, my CEO. She's on it. She's on it. We love her, too. She knows how to get support, and we appreciate, Regina, you coming in. We also have some callers on now, and there's one that is on, and I'm going to their mic is already open, so I think they're ready for a comment. That's 5192. Can you give us your name, please, and where are you calling from? Okay. Is it 5192? Okay. Am I doing this right? Let's see. I don't know. Oh, guess maybe they had a step. All righty. Well, we're going to continue on. I see others. Thank you so much for joining us. Now we're going to continue speaking about Tina's legacy, empowers individuals to work through triggers and issues, and uses reupholstering furniture as a tool to empower their healing. You know, I just wanted to just put a little scripture in there for a minute. You know, it was when Jesus said, he says, you know, when the students are ready, the teacher's going to come. And I think about what you're speaking about. And just give us a little tad bit about that little alley story. I love that alley story. Your walk, was that with your mom in the alley? Because that to me was amazing. If ever the spirit was speaking to you and got you in emotion, you just didn't take off with this upholstery and now we're at blooming out of trauma. I want to you to talk about just this little walk in the alley. Was it in Chicago? Was it in Georgia? Was it in Tennessee? Where was it? That kicked all this off.
Yeah, so that on the south side of Chicago. Well, the back story is my grandmother used to make my brother and I dumpster dive whenever she felt like it. Whenever her spirit hit, that spirit hit me and my brother. Her creative spirit hit me and my brother also. So it was just one day, it was this dresser set in on the street. Somebody threw it out. She made me and my brother go and retrieve it, right? You know, didn't care that, you know, our friends was out there. Didn't, you know, she didn't mind. She didn't care. So we're out there using this dresser. And the thing about it wasn't close, right? Like, we had to walk over. We had to, you know, bring it on, you know, into the house. And, you know, and the spirit was so strong, her spirit was so strong, and that spirit was like, girl, if you don't get that Chase Lounge right now, it's going to happen if you don't get that Chase Lounge right now. And my flesh, there's Chase Lounge and bring it in your house. It's been like a spirit was like, Chase Lounge is something big.
I'm listening to you.
I just went in the house. I told my mom was there at the time.
Maybe it was your auntie. Your auntie was thinking about you, huh? She was calling you. Get that
dumpster diving.
I never heard of dumpster diving.
My grandma's spirit was so strong in me. She told me to get the Chase Lounge. I went in the house and told my mom, like, the spirit is telling me to get this Chase Lounge. Don't want to do it, but we went over there and got it anyway. I've never real posters. And this is the thing. Get the Chase Lounge for what? I've never real posted anything in my life. I've never touched the tool. Didn't even know the first step. My mom had some inkling, some ideas. But me and my mom tackled that Chase Lounge together, you know. And when I was going through the process, it seemed as though that it was a natural process, as if I've done it before. You know, it felt familiar, just going through the process. And how it kind of started with that Chase Lounge about 11 years ago, my mom still has the Chase Lounge to this day. I started Tina's Legacy in the living room of my home with just four girls. The idea was just to teach them the basic trade, just what I know. I didn't know much, so I can only teach them what I know. But the interesting part about it was, as we were going through the process, what I noticed is that when they were engaged in the process, they felt pressure lifting off of them. They were working with their hands when they were in a creative space, in a safe space, when they were doing the work. And I really, really believe when you align yourself in creativity, you're aligning yourself with your creator.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe at that time, they didn't know, I didn't know, but we were aligning ourselves with our creator during that process. And when that happened, the dialogue just started to flow. Right. I started to find out more about who they were as individuals. I started to find out about their current situations, their household situations.
Mm.
I started to find out, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, some of the things that they were dealing with personally and emotionally. I was in my 20s, right? Like, probably late 20s, early 30s. So I didn't even know who I was. Like,
it's a life process. You continuously unfolding.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no. I was saying that we're constantly unfolding. That's what I said earlier, that I'm just learning some of the things that you have already embraced in your life, learning, you know, and it's taken me quite a long time, but I don't complain anymore about it. I would say, it's better than never learning, but it is so important to understand that we were not put on this planet to solve issues of even ourselves without help. We all need someone. And in your calling on so many people, and Regina saying, thank you so much, Mama Joy and Jamaica and I'm so grateful for her, you know, responding, because we want you to chime in, text, or either, you know, if you're here on the phone and there are listeners here on the phone, check one, press on one, so that you can come on and make a comment. Because, and I wanted you to so much tell that story, because that's one that I really, really love, because you started from the beginning. Let's see, we got a hand up here. 4320, you have a comment that you'd like to make, please?
This is Dr. Pritchett. How is everyone on the line?
Oh, my goodness.
I heard you say that, and I just wanted to just add to what you had alluded to, Reverend Mama Joy, is that we need help. And just to give you a clear view of it's all right to accept help, even if you don't ask for help. If you look at Jesus, he had been in Pilate's hall all night long, and they beat him unmercifully. As he was going to Calvary, he kept stumbling and falling under the weight of the cross. And so one of the Roman centurions called a young man to come over to carry his cross. His name was Simon of Cyrene. And so if you ever think you don't need any help, there's help available for you even when you don't ask for it. Look at Jesus. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak.
Wow. Now that's a really deep analogy there. I didn't think of that at all. I mean, I was nowhere in the ballpark on that. And that is a coincidence that actually occurred in the scripture. Jesus didn't ask for the help, but the help came. He didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
That's amazing. You know, for whatever reason it was. But he didn't refuse it. He didn't refuse it. And I want to thank you for that. That's a sermon in itself. That's a sermon in itself. So I appreciate your comment here. And Dr. Pritchett is one who is a chaplain with the police department, and she has an organization that you're working with, Sisters to Sisters, which is also a unique kind of healing that goes on too. And if you want to tell us a little something about that. And you know what? I'm going to ask if you would bring Miss Jamaica in so she can share some of her victory through just a simple appliance of her talent and finding someone's trash and finding the treasure of the uniqueness of her gift that God had given to her to be able to bring her some peace.
Let me just add this to you. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the first thing, anybody, you have to get to know who your authentic self is. Whoops. How do you get to know that, sister? You go to God and you ask him, let me know me as I am known by you, period. You see, it's between you and God anyway, because everybody else is just like you, breathing in and out of their nostrils. You should be going to the manufacturer that breathed the breath of life into your nostrils. So the scripture teaches us that if you lack wisdom, to ask of God, and he'll give it to you liberally. So you ain't got to wonder about anything. You ask him, Lord, let me know me as I am known by you. That is your authentic self. Not when someone says that you need to do, and you know you ought to this one and that one. You go direct to the manufacturer, and he'll make clear to you. But you got to be open and receptive to receive the answer. Thank you.
Whoa. Receive that.
What are your comments on that, Jamaica? Thank you so much, Dr. Pritchard. Thank you so very, very much.
No, I truly agree. Even the journey is not easy, and I don't think the journey is supposed to be easy. The reason why it's not easy is because it challenges you, just like, you know, you guys were saying, it challenges you to reach out, you know, to other people. It challenges you to strengthen your relationship with God. It challenges you to question who you are as an individual, you know. Like, even this morning when I was in my meditation and praying, the question that I had for myself was, Jamaica, because we all, you know, like I said, this journey is just an ongoing process. So my question to myself, Jamaica, you know that you are a child of God, right? You know that God dwells within your temple as the Spirit. So if you know this, how should you navigate with this knowledge on this earth, right? Like, what does it really, truly mean to be a child of God?
Good question.
What does it really mean to be a child of God? And I think that that is our journey, trying to figure that question out for ourselves. When I wake up in the morning, what would a child of God do, right? When I'm talking to my daughter, if she's doing something, what would a child of God do, right? Or when I'm talking to Cy, and you know Cy, he's all about community, Black people, power to the people, you know? What would a child of God do? I mean, it is so not an easy thing to do. And what I'm trying to do is not put so much pressure on myself. What I noticed, if I were to put pressure on myself, I would probably go into this depression state. And this depression state or sad state is related to lack. You know, it's related to not living up to the responsibility of knowing what I know is true for myself. And you battle with that. I battle with that. Like, I know that I am abundant. I know that I'm rich. I know these things. But the sadness comes from, you know, the flesh side of you. But I don't see it in my life. You know? That's the separation, and that's why I kind of love this process, because, again, you have something old, you have something, that needs some loving on, and it's so life-relatable. It's related to any situation that you're going on, and a culture requires three important things, right? It requires, number one, patience.
That's a virtue.
Patience is the key.
That's the virtue.
This thing. And patience is the key to becoming and walking. The theme is walking your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is key to walking into your authentic self, right? Other theme, number two, this process is paying attention to, you know.
Paying attention to what did you
really
say, Jamaica? What did you say, paying attention
paying
to what?
Paying attention to the details.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Paying attention to details, right? How often do we pay attention to the details, the little details in our lives? Like, my body, little details, for example, my body will tell me if that food is not good or if that food is good. Because I choose not to pay attention to those little bitty details, you know, now I have inflammation in my body because It's the same thing with this process and with these shifts. Because when I notice when the women go through this process, they always try to rush it. They try to rush the process opposed to paying attention. Because the thing about it is that it seems like an impossible task, but if somebody put it on, you can take it off and put it on too, right? It's doable. You can put it on, get off. You get so flustered and frustrated because you didn't pay attention when you were taking it off. You weren't paying attention to detail on how it was put on. So even with our own life, you know, stuff was put on us. Like my dad, like my psychotherapist, she gave me an assignment. Was for me to put all of this in the middle, so my dad's characteristics on the left, my mother's characteristics on the right? Mm-hmm. And she asked me, where did your characteristics come from, right? From your parent, from your mom, and from your dad. She was like, put down all of the good and bad characteristics, right? That you possess within yourself. And you put the good and bad from your mom, but good and bad. And so she had me to do like this, you know, process elimination type of thing, right? My dad is a procrastinator. My mom is a procrastinator. My dad is sick. My mom is sick. And I am too. So it gave me the opportunity to see what they put on me, you know, not directly. But they just put it on me, right?
They were just doing their work. They were just living their life. And
they were living it that way. So she told me to title this, Giving Them They Shit Back. And I was like, okay. Giving them their shit. They put it on you. Now you have the opportunity to give it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
it was more of an eye situation for me. Like, oh, it goes with the environment, your situations, your, you know, the things that you go through. All of that stuff is put on you. So when we're thinking about these shears, stripping all of that stuff off, you know, layer by layer, to come to a point where you have the power to create whoever you want to create. When you release those labels and release those roles and expectations from other people, what does that look like when you have like a blank canvas?
Something to think about, you know. That is really something to think about. And I never thought of it in terms of that, but you're right. We're clothed with other people's thoughts and ideas about who we are, you know. And my grandmom and grandfather, oh, let me first say, acknowledge, Sister Claudette Reddick is on the line here, and she says, she said, my sisters, what a great demonstration of wisdom from a caller, says, that's good, from another from our love journey line. Yeah, this is really amazing. We don't think about that, but we come from two different worlds, and we only see ourselves here in this place alone, and not realizing that we have two different worlds impacting upon us, and in a way that they would not think they are. They're raising us according to what they feel is best, but they're not taking in account of how they are demonstrating and living their lives. And like the kids used to tell me at the schools, they said, hey, we don't hear a word you're saying, you know, because your actions are so loud. You just pumping up the action. And as long as we are behaving contrary, then where are we getting our modeling from, you know? And so these are the clothes, the kind of things that are happening to us. And while demonstration and being cognizant of are modeling to our young people, Elvis, is so important. So we're going to take our last break. And so don't stray. Don't go away. It's Jamaica Smith is on the line telling us that, hey, when we, even with our parents, when they lay all that on us, just give it right back to them. That's the kosher version. So we'll be right back. Just give us a couple of more minutes as we honor our sponsors. And those of you who are on the line, we're asking that you just press the one in the queue. And when your hand goes up, your mic will be open and we will plug you in. So in the meantime, just don't stray. We'll be right back, okay? Thank you.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Well, okay, thank you. Thank you for not straying away. I want to thank you so very much, because right now we're coming into our last half of our show with our guest here today, Miss Jamaica Smith from Tina's Legacy, where we are talking about healing that can be into the chairs and upholstery, how she found this item, this lounge chair in an alley, and now she's working in a growing business
bringing peace to the people. Now, I have a real special person that's coming right now. He's got his hand up all the way from Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. So I know you. And this is Uncle Michonne, who has a book out called I Am Not Your Black America. And so I'm happy to have you with us today, too, to come on in here, because we're discussing how this young lady is able to take her talent that God has given her. Are you there, Uncle Michonne?
I am here.
That voice, yes, I'm here. Yeah, okay, all right. You're the first male voice that we've had today. So, well, welcome you so much. And so Tamika is here. She's smiling because she mentioned a number of places. I believe you stayed in Kentucky somewhere in that Jamaica thing. I know you were in Tennessee and Georgia. And I passed through all of those going to my family reunion today. And,
yeah, this is Tennessee. I went to...
Okay, so these guys, this book, and when you mentioned, it was so apropos, you mentioned that she was mentioning about how when you went to therapy and she learned that all of these things that her parents had put on her, and she wasn't aware of it, and honestly, I don't think the parents were either, because I know as a parent, we were directing our children in one way, but then we don't take an account of our own behavior. And so now his book is called I'm Not Your Black America. And so I think that you're speaking almost in the same vein, the need for us to be able to take off all of these various ideas and expressions that we have, that's been put on us, and walking our own path. And this is part of what walking your authority is, removing all of these things and becoming your authentic self. So you want to share something about your book? And we'll be right on.
Well, I just want to thank you for connecting me. I am recovering from the Cat Williams event that just took place here in Louisville, Kentucky last night. And I just want everybody to know that Cat Williams, and I've never been really a Cat Williams fan, but since he's been on Shay Shay, and when he went and said some things about the horrific things that's going on in our society, it ties in right into my book. And I just want to let everybody know, if you've not been to a Cat Williams event, okay, I'm telling you, this man prophesied, Mama Joy, he prophesied about the filth, the horribles, the indecency things that we all been captured by, either by our country, by our parents, not knowing that the ugliness that we've been sowed into our spirit as children are damaging us if we don't get that therapy and that healing to heal ourselves. And that's what my book is all about. My book is all about I'm Not Your Black America. People that I'm talking to is not us. Culturally, immediately, I'm talking to the dominant European culture that put our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents and everything in the mess that we are in today. We're suffering from so much stuff. My parents done to me what they couldn't help but do to me because of their own brokenness, their stuff that they were going through. And I'm going to say this to people, so I'm going to say, and it's deep when a man says this, I hated my mother growing up, okay? Hated her with the fears. Why? Because I saw so much dysfunctioning going on in my household and everything that it pained me. I couldn't talk to my friends. I couldn't hang out with none of them because the dysfunctional that was going on in my household was just horrific. And one day I stood up to my mother when she was trying to discipline because I decided to come home late one night. I was drunk, full of drugs and everything. I was rebelling. And I stood up to mother. And the best thing that my mother done to me, and I'm telling you this for a reason, God can heal you when you pay attention. My mother my mother, when I stood up to her and told her, you're not going to put your hands on me and come at me with that, because all the dysfunction. And I had never talked to my mother like this before, so this was like a rare thing for me to do. But by the time I was finished, Mama Joe, I tried to commit suicide because we had this Cornell in front of us. And I tried to run to that canal and jump in, and my mother caught me and brought me back. And she admitted to me the next day that I was right. And my mother put me in the military in 1978. It was the best thing of therapy away from the dysfunction. And so when I heard the young lady talking earlier, she's absolutely right. Our parents, I had to forgive my mother. Mama Joy, 10 years, 15 years later, I came back and forgave my mother and my parents for all that they did not know. And that's the key. Sometimes we don't realize that our parents doing the best that they doing based on what they know. They just don't
what
know.
They know.
Don't know. So I hope that was I'm just jumping in there celebrating, excited about what I experienced with Catwoman, but I recommend anyone who wants to read a book that is just not your traditional black. I Am Not Your Black America by Uncle Meshawn T. Daniels.
And it is a good book. It's an eye-opener book, and it's one that I just couldn't read all at one time. It was so much that went on, but I recommend that to you, and we appreciate so much your transparency. Oh my gosh.
Can I just say, I find this amazing. Do you realize that Blog Talk Radio was my first podcast that I done? We talked about 20 years ago. It was called The Focus Show. I had 178,000 people listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. So
when I
heard you talking about Blog Talk Radio, I said, Blog Talk Radio. I started my conversation on Blog Talk Radio. We talking about 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Oh, wow. Now I'm a newbie. 20 years. But it's been a delight. It's been a delight. Delight hearing from you and your schedule.
Congratulations on your broadcast. I'm so proud of you, Mama Joe. Look at you. Look at you. Just a blossom. Look at you. I mean, you just a blossom and everything. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. Get back to your show because I'm not trying to. I will be in touch. Invite me anytime. And have that young lady send her my number. Get in contact there. I'd love to talk to her. Have her be a guest on my show.
Oh, wow. What do you think about that, Jamaica?
That would be amazing. I am open. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, let's get that connection going. Love it. Thank you so very, very much. And that's for anyone here who has the number 515-605-9325 and press 1 if you want to chat in. Again, we thank you, Uncle Meshawn from Louisville, Kentucky, who put up a sign in the main street of Louisville, Kentucky, saying, God is our parent. God is both our mother and our father.
You better remind everybody I did that. Yeah, I did do that. Man, I got all types of conversations about that.
That
Yes, I sure did. In the heart of the black community. Yes, I sure did.
In the heart of the black community.
God is our parents. I sure did.
Well, thank you again, and I see that. I think Jamaica is evidence of the spirit of that heavenly essence in herself and what she's doing, you know, as a mother and as a wife. And just thanking you again for joining us, and we're going to move
you
right on.
You make sure she get in contact with me. Make sure she give her my number and everything, and I like to make the connections, and let's build on that, okay?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we'll do that today.
All right. Love you now.
Bye-bye. Okay. God bless you, and thank you again. Anyone who's on the Block Talk Radio, if you want to join the conversation, just press 1, and we'll open up the queue for you as well. Again, thank you.
Uncle Michonne from Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Okay. How you feeling now, Jamaica? And where are you now?
I'm awesome. I feel good. I feel good. It didn't sleep. I mean, a conversation, you know, when you think about 2 hours, you're like, what are you going to say in 2 hours? But, I mean, the conversation has been flowing, and it's been a really, really great conversation. So thank you so much.
All righty. Well, let's see if I can get some more comments in here. I do see some other comments coming in. So we're just grateful for that, you know. But I think that one of the things that you mentioned, and it's a very difficult and painful experience, is to, because I also had that experience learning about how my parents affected me, and I was angry, but then I wasn't angry. I was perplexed. I was really confused because I knew my mother loved me, but it's something when you live a life and you don't know love without pain. it's difficult. Is it such a thing as love without pain? Because even when they beat me, you know, it just literally tear up my skin. And I said, well, golly gee, what could I have done? But it was just almost a norm. And we accept these things because they're our parents. But then as I grew, I began to realize that it was traumatizing me. That it caused me to be traumatized. And, we got another call coming up here. 1633, and who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mama Joy, this is Carla, and I'm calling from Humble, Texas.
Oh, my God! This is such a surprise. How are you? This is another author. And wait, Lord, and Jamaica. She's an author of a book, The Things My Mama Didn't Tell Me. Would you believe that? Things My Mama Didn't Tell Me. I tell you, I got to get you on here to tell about that book too.
Awesome.
So what words you have for Jamaica? Now, she's in Texas now, but she was here in Chicago for a while. And one of the love journeys.
Yes. Yes, Chicago is home, and Texas is my replant spot. That's what we call it. We've been transplanted. But Chicago will always be home. But, no, it was really good. I liked, I do work with women who have severe trauma, and, you know, we peel back the layers, and you peel back the layers, and like you say, I like how you said, give that back, because you don't have to hold on to it. Give it back, because it's not yours to carry. Give it back. And people can only do, they only do what they know to do, because they weren't taught. So we want them to be, we have this idea of what we want them to be, but truly they couldn't be that because they weren't shown that. So we have to have that grace and that allowing them to, allowing ourselves to understand they did the best they could with what they had. But I don't have to carry it on further. And I can change that cycle. I can break that off of my lineage. So it's been good conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. Yeah, and one of the things about it is you carry it, Carla, and you don't know it. For instance, she went to a therapist, and she didn't even realize that she was carrying something that was negating her authenticity, negating who she is, and working against her. She didn't know what it was. Until she was going through these sessions and discovered that. And Jamaica, what you have done is taken those experiences, and when you do the upholstery, now I'm beginning to understand why you speak like you do with the children and those of your students when you are teaching them to take off the old and the pain, each, as you would tell us about the pain, taking out the staples and all these things, because we all those things brought us pain. And in order for us to get a new covering, we have to take all that out. Come on, give us some more feedback on that. Oh, Paula, she's
I didn't really realize how deep it was until, like I said, working with the four girls in the dining room of my home, and when they was working on their own chairs and the conversations that was coming up through the particular process and the idea, their idea of when they first seen the chair, they felt that it was impossible to do just by looking at it. It felt that I can't do this. This is impossible. But once they start working at it and starting the process from the bottom up, and every step tells you the next step, because if you skip a step, but you go according to how the pieces are placed on the chair, it will be a little bit more easier. But the beautiful part about it is having these young women go to the fabric store. One, they've never been to a fabric store before. But two, giving them a job, giving them a task. And that task is to find fabric that represents the woman that they aspire to become. So that means that you have to go through this fabric store. You get to feel the feel, maybe even talk to the fabric or whatever. But it was just this one young lady. She picked like this this flux fur, and it was pink, and it had some kind of glitter inside of it. And her reasoning behind picking this pink plush fabric was, when she grow up, when she becomes the woman that she desires to become, she wants to be soft. She wants to feel soft. And when people look at her, she don't want people to look at her as a hard exterior, but someone who has a soft, and pretty exterior. Because at that particular, time in her life, she always had to have her guard up. She always had to be tough in the environment. She always had to fight for her voice. She had to fight, for her body. She had to fight, for her existence. And she's just explaining, I'm tired of fighting. Can I not be soft sometimes? As a woman, I don't want to have to fight.
But you can hear every
name,
show
in the archives
at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-. It just felt so good for her and
so good in my spirit. That's when I realized that is something more deeper than just teaching them a trade that they, so they can have like something that they can fall back on to generate some income for their household. Because that was the initial purpose of Tina's Legacy, was an apprentice in the trade. Everybody got aunties and uncles and cousins and grandmas who probably got worn out dining room chairs or a footstool that needs some loving on. It was just an opportunity for them to use this trade to generate some income until they can figure out who God wants them to be or their true purpose. Because upholstery is not for everybody.
And you know what, Tanika? I hate to do this, but we're running out of time. So we're going to pick this up again. I want to thank our callers. And I think that's a really cool note to end on. Learning and having the courage to change and be what God has called you to be. So I want to thank our guest today, Jamika.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in
like
the archives
this.
At www.blogtalkradio.com.
So thank you so much. Thank you, caller.
Female-solution.
Please join
you can also
the,
hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page.
Solution
go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
You.
Leave your
I'm
comments about today's show.
You
can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
Yeah.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Okay, what are we doing? I don't know what to do. Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, she did. She's coming out. She's coming out. Get a big thing back. Yeah. What a story. What
story. I have to go back. Doesn't matter. You do what you have to do.
We're live now.
Okay. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to get people to come in here.
Oh, yeah, I did. Great. Oh, that's funny, yeah. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My young lady.
Apologize.